Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the mighty 690KGGF. Kyle High with you here this morning on this beautiful day out there in Coffeyville. Right now, 51 degrees. We're going to warm it up to the 70s today. And joining me in studio from Coffeyville's Reawakening is Denise Short. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Good morning, Kyle. How are you doing?
I am doing pretty good, and let's go over a few things here that you wanted to talk about, and one of the things we're talking about for the Midland is the raffle.
Right. The Birdhouse raffle that we had that was in the shape of the Midland Theater, mm-hmm. We had over 400 tickets sold,
wow.
So that was a great donation for our operating expenses. And the winner of the Birdhouse was Cindy Price.
So congratulations to Cindy.
And so then we're just moving on into our... You know, the next phase is the window decorating for Christmas and downtown. We've got our boards. We'll also be doing the Midland tree at the Brown Mansion. So we've got a lot of things going on for decorations downtown. We're also finishing up on the Heritage Trust Fund grant. We've had our final walkthrough last week and getting ready to make the final payment on it. And so the shell is secure at the Midland.
Great. That's awesome to hear. So got that all fixed up on the outside. That way, everything will be secure on the outside now. That way, maybe be able to start work on the inside at some point.
Absolutely. So. You know, that's the plan. So we have our phases that we're going through, and we're just glad that, you know, we've got this done, wrapped up before the winter really hits.
Right.
Yep. It's a great goal.
Yeah, it's good. And like you said before, it really got, you know, really bad with the winter. You know, it's all secured up now. So
no leaks.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. So especially if we get a very wet winter, which I heard they're talking about a little bit. So hopefully we won't
be
too wet. Yeah,
the weather's been.
Yeah, no joke. The weather's been bizarre. This whole year's been bizarre. Let's be honest. Also, for the neighborhood, you're wrapping up the season of planning for next year.
Absolutely. You know, Porchology Grant, that's been wrapped up. So I know that the gardens and the orchards are not a whole lot to do during the winter months coming up. But I know Peggy and Jobiah, they're in the planning for next year. Expect some additional gardens in different areas of the city. So we look forward to see where that goes next year.
All right. So, and that's what's going on in the neighborhoods. And of course, in downtown, headquarters update. I know you guys got a little bit of smoke damage from the recent fire. And what's that looking like so far?
So we should be finished up this week. So we get back to normal. I know, you know, we've had the rotary in, been using the building, but they haven't been in the last couple of weeks. We hope to be able to let people back in next week for sure.
Got a lot of the smoke damage, I'm guessing, taken care of. And this doesn't smell like a smoke. As much now.
No, it's been a process, and you know, they've got these fancy blue light fans that have been going since then, and you know, you can't even I don't ever smell it when I go in anymore. So I think they're just,
and that's a good thing.
Cleaning.
So I guess there was a little bit of soot or something like that, probably from the smoke. So but got that cleaned up, and you guys are getting ready to open back up, like you said. And also, of course, the Christmas on the Plaza and the Brown Mansion candlelight tours coming up as well for the Christmas season.
Absolutely. I mean, we're really, really excited about that with the Brown Mansion candlelight tours. We do have the online ticket sale set up. Mm-hmm. Right now we're in the testing mode. Everything seems to be going great. We're
making sure it actually works.
it works. You know, we're going to be able to collect data that we haven't had before, mm-hmm. and, you know, see who's came the farthest for the tours and get email addresses and things.
And also you can have an accurate count of who's actually going to be there at what time.
Right. So the online ticket sales will start November the 16th. I think that's the date we have slated for that, to go live. And then you can also walk into the chamber and get your tickets there. But they are, you know, restricted. So we have 50 per hour for 3 hours each night. So, you know, if you have a particular time you want to go, make sure that you get your tickets reserved early, or
Reserve tickets early. So that's basically what you're saying is get those tickets early. That way you don't miss out on the time that you're wanting or a day that you're wanting. I mean, you may have like some family in and they you want to take them there. So if you have a particular date, be sure to get those tickets early so that you can lock down that time and that date.
Right. And do know that there's going to be cleaning, masks are going to be required. So we're trying to be as careful as possible.
Absolutely. Safe as possible with it. And also the Christmas on the Plaza is still in the you guys are still in the planning stages on that.
Planning stages are moving forward. I mean, there's a lot going on. You know, we're collecting vendors for the pop-up shops downtown. We've got, I think, 13 so far.
Very nice.
You know, if you want a spot, make sure you let us know. Because we do have limited space, but
and of course that tree is going to be even bigger and better than last year's.
22 feet.
Wow.
25 if you count the star. So
yep, that's a humongous star then. Exactly. 3 foot star. So
and they'll be lit right before Thanksgiving or the weekend of Thanksgiving. We're up in the air on that one right now, waiting on the city. You know, they'll get all the lights up, the tree up, and everything for us. So look forward to that. Maybe just doing a drive around that weekend and seeing all the sights.
Oh, yeah, it'll be beautiful down there.
Yeah, we're also, you know, wanting all the stores to get their window decorations up and any lighting that they can do. I think we're going to have some extra lighting downtown to highlight the pop-up stores. Mm-hmm. So, and then December 4th, of course, with the parade, that's when we'll kick off and have the vendors all starting up downtown.
So yeah, it'll be a lot of fun. So definitely something we need. And like you said, it's going to be on the 4th, which will be on a Friday night. So you'll be able to you'll be at work that day, but get off early if you can and right. get down here for the get a good parking spot and get ready for a lot of fun that Friday night as kind of kicking off the Christmas on the Plaza with the parade. And will there be a few vendors open that night as well
for the
parade?
Okay, yeah, we plan on having that Friday and Saturday night that weekend. We should have the vendors up and running, so you know, give it a test run before the candlelight tours start up, and you know, hope to see everybody, you know, downtown.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we always look up. We're definitely looking forward to that because after this year, man, we need something really fun to do and just kind of wash off this year. Let's be honest.
We really do. And, you know, we're trying our best to get the social distancing in. Mm-hmm. That's with the vendors. We're trying to spread them out, but we want them all, you know, in an area where people can reach them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, if anybody would like to get a hold of you guys, if they have any questions about, the Christmas on the Plaza or anything you guys are up to, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, we have a Facebook page. There's the I Love Coffeeville that you can connect to the websites. You can call 620-252-5861 for any questions on the vendor setups or the ticket sales.
All right.
The chamber.
Right.
So drop in there. So we'll be on the website.
I Love Coffeeville as well.
Coffeeville. So, all you need to know.
Just head on over there, and it's the one-stop shop, as you've said, to everything related to Coffeeville.
Yeah,
so.
And we need the city to support the vendors. You know, these vendors, that's give them a little bit of extra days in there before during the winter.
And absolutely. And I think on those days also the days of the Christmas on the Plaza, the restaurants will be open a little bit later those days or a little earlier to take advantage of that, correct?
Yeah, we're working on that. And just not downtown, across the city.
Right.
There'll be other people staying open late for those days. And we'll have a full list of those later.
All right. Awesome.
That's what we're working on right now.
It's going to be fantastic. We're definitely looking forward to it. A good time will be had by all down there. And plus also musicians down there, hopefully. Some music going on.
We hope. We're still trying to get that list together. Mm-hmm. You know, with COVID, some of the choirs aren't, you know, participating. So, yeah, if you have any kind of entertainment that you think might be great for down there, let us know.
Absolutely. So again, thank you for coming on today. We appreciate it, Denise, and we'll see you again next Thursday, same bat time, same bat channel.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, we're gonna go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we're gonna start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday.